Proclamation number 3182 of 8th of July, 1944. Source of wisdom. Word of God. Effect. There is no more reliable source of wisdom than the Word of God, for truth emanates from God and He Himself conveys it to people through His Word. Therefore, anyone who constantly draws from this source need never fear to be in error, for the reception of the divine word is an expression of strength by spiritual powers. But only beings of light have strength at their disposal, and they will never spread error since they live in truth themselves and also want to offer it to people on earth with their love. Only a process of transmitting strength can convey the divine word to earth in such a form that it is also obviously present to fellow human beings and thus remains as an obvious working of God, whose love for the unredeemed wants to provide a means for it to become free and gain eternal life. Therefore, that which visibly arises must come forth from beings which can receive and distribute strength, which presupposes that they receive this strength from God. Thus they are, as it were, only the executors of divine will. Consequently, the word originally came forth from God and therefore has to be pure truth. It has to contain profound wisdom and have an extremely beneficial effect. It must guide people into knowledge, make them knowledgeable and reshape them according to divine will. For this is made known to people through the Word of God, and if the human being seeks to fulfill God's will of his own free will, he changes himself, i.e., his soul, into love. And this is the purpose of his stay on earth, that he conforms to the eternal deity, that he changes his God-opposing nature and submits his will to God's will. And the Word of God guides him to this end. It is, so to speak, his signpost on his earthly path of life. It is the means which inevitably leads to the aim if it is followed, because the human being now changes the state of ignorance, which was his share due to his past apostasy from God, into the free state of knowledge, which is the prerequisite for acquiring eternal life. Divine truth will always contribute to the human being's perfection as soon as he allows it to have an effect on him, i.e., does not close himself off to knowledge. And truth will always be where God Himself can work, where He finds a receptive and willing heart. The ability requires a righteous way of life, the willingness, the desire for truth. Both, however, are again the effect of the divine word if it is offered to the human being through intermediaries and he accepts it without resistance, for truth will always be recognizable by its effect, that it leads to God from where it originates. Hence the word of God is the soul's source of life, it is the spring from which it can constantly draw, from which the clearest water flows which strengthens and refreshes the soul. It is the most necessary thing for the soul on earth, which cannot be replaced by anything and which is therefore always and constantly conveyed to earth by God's infinite love, since without it people would have to live in want of their souls and their fate would not be life but death in eternity. But only God is the source of pure truth, and only there can truth be received where God is acknowledged in His love, wisdom and omnipotence and His word is consciously requested. Only then will the word of God be recognized as truth and be unsurpassable in its effect. Amen.